Now it's time to check in on the state of science.
This is KERA
for WWNO,
St. Louis Public Radio,
Iowa Public Radio News.
It's where we check in on science in the states, and this state is California. Earlier this month, the Trump administration proposed rolling back Obama-era rules that banned offshore oil and gas drilling along much of the U.S. coastline. And many of the states that border those coasts are not happy, except for Florida, which has received an exemption from the change, leaving drilling off limits on its coast. At least one state is pushing back. Joining me to talk about how California is reacting to the policy shift is Lauren Sommer, KQED science reporter. Welcome back, Lauren.
Hi, Ira.
So California doesn't love offshore drilling, but they have a history of that not loving for a reason, right?
Yes. You have to go back to 1969 off the coast of Santa Barbara, where there was a really serious oil spill and kind of really galvanized the environmental movement in California. But, you know, the opposition, it's been almost 30 years, more than 30 years, actually, since California has been kind of offered up in this way. Essentially, the federal government is saying to oil companies, these are some of the areas where we're going to start offering offshore oil leases. Mm-hmm. And they are signaling the entire California coast might be opened up to that. And the last time that happened was under President Reagan, under his Interior Secretary, James Watt. Some of the things that actually might get in the way of the Trump administration were hatched way back then in the 80s.
So how many local communities are pushing back and how are they doing that?
Yeah, so what happened in the 80s, and these are laws that are still on the books, is the city of Santa Cruz was trying to figure out, you know, how do we stop this federal push for drilling? And federal waters are from 3 miles offshore to about 200 miles offshore. And they have, the federal government has said, you know, the state can't really do much about that. But cities and counties, they have jurisdiction over the land, right? And so they were thinking, well, okay, we have these zoning ordinances, right? When people want to build something, they have to come and get a permit. And there's a whole process. And they passed a law that said if an oil company wants to build something onshore, so say bring a pipeline onshore or build a pier or a processing facility, they actually have to get it approved by a vote of the people in Santa Cruz to get that built. Essentially, It's kind of like a little regulatory wall that they built against the federal government. And so once they did that, they got this idea that they were maybe other parts of California should adopt the same policy. And they kind of hired this one guy from a nonprofit to drive up and down the coast, kind of spreading the word. His name is Dan Haefeli, and he worked for a nonprofit called Save Our Shores. This is how he describes kind of doing that.
I would walk in with my slide presentation, and it was that sort of thing. It was grassroots democracy and grassroots activism at its best. So I would sleep on couches, and I would travel the state in my little car, tiny little thing. It felt kind of like Johnny Appleseed.
And essentially 26, and in the end, 26 cities and counties in California have passed similar laws that are still on the books today.
So is that going to prevent this offshore drilling?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting question. So the state legislature has kind of picked up on this idea now that California is kind of back on the menu for offshore drilling. And there's a bill that's been proposed where it would ban any pipelines or oil facilities in state waters. That's from the actual shoreline to 3 miles out. So state legislators have kind of picked up on this idea from the 80s, and they're potentially going to get that bill passed. But I think it's a long process. No one, this administration hasn't really put out the areas that they want to see leased yet. This is just the beginning of that process. And the technology has changed quite a bit because this raises the question, right? Like if you don't have a pipeline, is there still a way to produce oil? And there are ways that oil companies do offshore drilling where they put it onto shuttle tankers. So essentially they offload the oil onto ships.
So
the technology, the technology has changed.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll be keeping abreast of what's going on. Lauren Sommer is science reporter at KQED. We're going to take a break and come back and talk about algorithms helping to make decisions in the courtrooms and in the realm of public policy, all coming up after the break. So stay with us.